Blackstone presents Catan, the novel, by Klaus Teuber. This book is read by Evan Sibley. Prologue. My name is Bjørn Einarsson. I live on Catan, an island blessed by God with fertile ground. The vast ocean surrounding our island determines the weather on our shores. Mostly, its winds are kind to us, ensuring a harmonious balance between fair days that bestow golden ripeness upon our grain in the fields, and dull days with heavy, dark clouds that bring abundant rain to saturate our soil and allow lush greenery to thrive. However, sometimes the ocean rages, sending us tempestuous storms. Then mighty waves eat into our coastline, and blinding flashes of lightning followed by booming thunderclaps instill fear, and not only in the children and dogs. When I was little, those thunderstorms used to frighten me. Seeking shelter, I would crawl under a bench and recall an eerie tale the old folks told us. It was the tale of a huge serpent that spells the end of the world. In my childhood imagination, I feared the storms as the harbingers of this powerful monster whose wide-open jaws would greedily devour not only house and farm, but our entire island. My mother, aware of my fears, one day pointed at a small globule of fat floating on the surface of my broth, saying this was an island in the sea of my soup. Just like the fat, a real island cannot go under. Least of all, Catan, she emphasized with a smile. The island was much too big for that. From then on, I found the storms a little less intimidating. When I turned 13, my father told me Catan had not always been inhabited. Many winters ago, the generation of my grandmothers and grandfathers sailed across the ocean in ships capable of navigating the deep seas and took possession of the island. I struggled to imagine such a voyage, and scarcely believing what I'd heard, I begged him to tell me more about our forefathers, who they were, and where they had come from. Father laughed and placed a calloused hand on my shoulder. He told me there was a man who was one of the first settlers, and who was better suited to satisfying my thirst for knowledge. The time was ripe for me to meet this man. 1 week later, my father took me to a ship bound for a village that lay 4 days sailing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?